Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You won't have a name when you 6:23
now here on Houston's Morning News. So let me get this straight. We're hiring activists. The government is going to hire activists to go to, I would assume, Mexico and South America and a bunch of other places to try to find people we have previously deported to tell them, it's okay, you can come back now. Joining to talk about it, Mark Morgan, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Is that really it in a nutshell? How would they even find these people?
Yeah, Jim, first of all, that's actually accurate. But look, it's actually been going on for a while now. So as soon as President Biden took over with the stroke of a political pen, we know that he dismantled the network of tools, authorities, and policies that were in place under the Trump administration. But one of the key ones was the Remain in Mexico program. I know by now your listeners have probably heard about that, but that's the policy where we closed the loophole, meaning if you came to our borders with a family illegally, we stopped catch and release. We stopped releasing you into the interior of the United States. Instead, we returned you to Mexico. It was a game changer, reduced the flow by 75%. What this administration did was they not only stopped that program, reinstated catch and release, which is a big reason why we're seeing the catastrophic numbers at our borders, but then they actually went out and tried to find illegal aliens that were previously enrolled in the Remain in Mexico program to find them, to actually bring them back to the United States and release them. And that's been going on basically since day one.
But then there are other things. I mean, declaring America open, we will not deport you if you come from Haiti, but telling Cuban refugees who are bona fide refugees, you can't come into this country. I mean, it's so political, and it's a policy that is just overwhelming, certainly the state of Texas right now.
It is not only is it hypocritical, but it's also there's so much spin, misdirection, just blatant lies there. So let's break down the Cuba, Haitian, Central America issue. You're right. We know it's absolutely political. Because why? Because we know Cubans who have actually lived under a socialist oppressive regime, they know the last thing that they want is for America to start going down the socialism route. They know that, and they vote Republican because of that, and this administration doesn't want that, and they were blatant about it. Now you have the issue with Haitians, and what I say is this administration got their hand caught in the proverbial crisis cookie jar. They can no longer lie to the American people about what we're seeing in living color. 15,000 under the bridge coming at will. We've lost control. We were seeing history. The United States has lost control in Del Rio. If it wasn't for Texas Governor Abbott and the Texas troopers down there coming down there, it would continue to be wide open. And what did they do? They tell American people that, oh, we're deporting all the Haitians. Well, it's not true. It's a lie. They're still releasing families every single day. They continue to spin and lie to the American people.
Well, and Mark Markin, they're also trying to make it look like Border Patrol's whipping these Haitians when in reality there's absolutely nothing to it. So we're playing the race card on it, too. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. That's Mark Morgan, Federation for American Immigration Reform.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.